USA News, I'm Lance Pryde. The impeachment trial for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is set to start no later than August 28th. 12 House members delivered the articles of impeachment to the state Senate yesterday. 7 Republicans and 5 Democrats will hear the case. Paxton is temporarily suspended after the Texas House voted overwhelmingly Saturday to impeach him on charges including abuse of office and obstruction of justice. Proceedings are expected to get underway today in the Tree of Life capital murder trial of Robert Bowers. After jury selection wrapped up last week, Bowers is charged with killing 7 worshipers at a Pittsburgh area synagogue in 2018. It was the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. An Iowa apartment complex that partially collapsed Sunday night will be demolished this morning.
A 9th person has been rescued from the rubble of a partially collapsed historic 6-story apartment building in Davenport. About 27 hours after the initial collapse, a woman was pulled from the building. Davenport Mayor Mike Mattson noted that officials haven't identified anyone else who could still be in the building. However, a woman says her grandmother hasn't been heard from since family members called her to tell her to evacuate. I'm Skip Kelly.
Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes is expected to start serving her 11-year sentence today. Holmes was found guilty in January of 2022 on 4 counts of the 11 fraud and conspiracy counts she was charged with. Lawmakers returning to Washington today will face intense pressure from leaders on Capitol Hill and the White House to support the debt ceiling bill and overcome opposition on both sides of the aisle. The first test is set for tomorrow with a vote in Congress. Shanghai, China yesterday recorded its hottest day in May in 100 years, beating the previous high by a full degree when it reached 97 degrees Fahrenheit. The Stanley Cup Finals are set when the Vegas Golden Knights host the Florida Panthers starting Saturday in the best-of-7 series. This is USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is set to head out on his first presidential campaign tour this week.
DeSantis formally entered the race for the White House last week. He's expected to visit a dozen cities throughout Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Before he embarks on the 4-day trip, the governor took part in the Veterans Memorial Ceremony in Jacksonville earlier today to honor those who died while serving in the United States in armed forces.
I'm just glad that in the state of Florida, this is something that's recognized in every corner of our state. People understand that freedom isn't free.
DeSantis calls those who gave their lives indispensable Americans and says they deserve our unending gratitude. I'm Dave Collins.
A huge impromptu car show on Detroit's east side over the Memorial Day weekend turned chaotic, with one man being shot and killed. Michelle Patton says it was way too chaotic for her.
It was a shooting, it was fighting, it was a car accident, it was a lot.
Not all lawmakers are happy with the debt ceiling deal reached over the weekend.
Florida Governor and now presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is slamming the deal that was reached between President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy, saying it does nothing to stop the U.S. from careening toward bankruptcy. DeSantis says even with the new spending caps in the bill, the deal to raise the debt ceiling for 2 years is a massive amount of spending. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.